You're listening to my Soulful Selling Stories series running every day until the 1st of May with daily mini interviews, all to celebrate the first birthday of my Soulful Sales Society membership, which, by the way, has just reopened for a very limited time until May the 1st. You can read more at ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS. This is my flagship membership where you will get the strategy and support you need to sell daily with ease and totally transform your selling and launch experience to suit your mind and body. And from the 7th of May, we're also going to run a live version of the famous Sell Every Day Challenge for 10 days, which is going to kick things off for you in the best way. So as well as this interview series, I'm also doing something extra special to mark the first anniversary of the membership with a daily bonus bonanza. Every day the doors are open, I'm going to add a new tool, training, or mindset process to support you in your selling journey. This is in addition to the laid-back launching trainings, the sales mindset, and the soft selling trainings, plus all the support you get from me in the form of regular Q&As, mindset sessions, and sales check-ins. Basically, everything you need to be supported, to sell more often, to sell more easily, and to make more sales of your offers, including implementation weeks to encourage you to actually get the work done. So if you want to find out more about the Soulful Sales Society, head to ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS to find out more and to see today's new bonus. Enjoy. If there's one thing I have learned on my soulful selling journey, it's that it is so important to hear behind the scenes from other people doing it their way to help you figure out how to do it your way. So here is my journey to finding my voice and selling as myself. This is my soulful selling story. Welcome to the Soulful Sales Show, where we talk about believing in the value of your offers, getting them in front of your right people, and selling more of what you do in your unique way. Hi, and welcome back to the Soulful Sales Show. I am very excited to record this episode for you because we have a special new series happening from now over the next couple of weeks, and I'm calling it Soulful Selling Stories. So a couple of weeks ago, maybe it was even last week, I had the idea to celebrate the first anniversary, the first birthday of my Soulful Sales Society membership. And I thought, what better way to celebrate than to get the members involved? So right at the last minute, totally on a whim, I invited the members to book in a slot with me to have a short and sweet interview to share their biggest selling lessons or shifts. And I can say this up front, these conversations have been beautiful. I am so glad that I listened to the nudge to do this. It has been actually a powerful experience on two levels. Firstly, when you run a low ticket membership, you don't always get to speak with the members face to face and have these deep conversations. So it has been incredible to hear more about them, to hear more about their journey, and in and of themselves, what they have to share in those interviews, I hope and I know will be very, very inspiring, useful for you as well as it has been for me. But the second part of it really is also just as a membership owner, as a, you know, a course creator, just hearing in their own words what my work has meant to them has been so powerful. And we don't always see when people are engaging with our work, especially when it's a low-cost membership. But it is there. It is happening behind the scenes, and it has been so amazing for me to hear all about it, which obviously was part of my plan, but I wasn't going into it hoping that they would just sing all my praises. Like, I want to showcase them as well. But what has come out of it has been really incredible validation for the work that I do and shown me just where people are seeing results and the parts of my work that they're most resonating with. So that has been an incredible experience. And actually, because of all the stuff that I've been learning, I'm probably actually going to record a debrief of this interviewing process. So it's all a bit meta. You haven't even heard the interviews yet, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to debrief it for my members. So look out for that. So yeah, what you're about to hear on the podcast series is a variety of different business owners that are all in different areas, and they've all had different journeys with their business and journeys with the way that they sell finding a way to sell that works for them and sharing specific aspects of how they did that that work for them. So I can't wait to share that with you. I'm going to share one a day starting, this is all very last minute, so it's either going to be tomorrow or it's going to be today, depends when this goes out. But yeah, I can't wait to share that. But before we dive into all of their stories, I thought I would kick off the series by sharing my own story. And it would be really easy for me just to think, well, you know it all already. You've probably been listening to the podcast for a while. You might have been following me for a while. I probably talk about this a lot. But actually, from my experience following other people, I know that I don't always know all the backstory. I don't always know all the behind the scenes. And some of you might be new to me. So I thought it would be really a good opportunity for me to share my own soulful selling story, especially since I have recently been going back through some of my older emails, some of my older marketing content, and really, you know, seeing things from a different perspective and really thinking about how I did things back when I started. So today's episode is my soulful selling story. But before I get to that, I do have two very exciting things to share. So as I said, it is the 1 year anniversary of the Soulful Sales Society membership. This is my flagship membership. It is my absolute baby. It has been the main project that I've been working on for the last year. It has been incredible and it is only getting better, but it has been closed for the last few months to new members. Until now. It's not open right now, but it is opening next week. So at the time of listening to this, oh my God, I always say this when I'm recording podcasts, but I should have looked at the date before I hit record. Okay, so from the 22nd of April, we are going to be opening for a very limited period of time, just a few days. So if you have been thinking about joining me, if you have been wanting to get all of the mindset support, we have a brand new Sell Every Day challenge coming up in May. We have a whole course on sales mindset, feeling comfortable with the way that you are showing up and selling in your way. We have regular Q&A calls, all of that stuff. Then now is definitely the time to join. I am going to share more about that in due course, but I wanted to give you a heads up. It's going to be opening on Monday the 22nd. So that's the first thing I wanted to let you know. The second thing that I have to let you know, which is actually really exciting, is I haven't really been focusing on longer term one-to-one clients for a while now. I haven't had a longer term coaching package whatsoever. And I'm really excited to announce that I'm now available for 3 months or more of one-to-one coaching. The price is proportionately lower, more accessible than it has been. So if you resonate with my philosophy, if you like the way I work, if you want support to show up and sell more of what you do in a way that supports all of you unapologetically, then the one-to-one coaching is where you will get the deepest support. I will support you with the strategy, figuring out how best to sell, structure your offers in a way that works for you, but we'll also be diving deep into self-belief, really trusting in your unique magic, really practicing self-compassion so that you can take brave action in the direction of your dreams and what is right for you. So there is a brand new lower priced 3 month one-to-one package. Or if you don't want like such a focused time of support, or maybe the pricing doesn't work out for you for the 3 month package, I also have a brand new quarterly package. So the coaching is super accessible and I'm really excited to support more people in 2024. I have very limited spaces for April and May. So head to my website. I haven't updated it at the time of recording, but it's going to be on there very, very soon. And if you want to chat, just send me a DM. And all my coaching, by the way, is totally asynchronous. We coach via voice notes, text messages on Voxer or Telegram. You can choose. If you've never experienced this type of coaching before, then I encourage you just to send me a message and we can chat through one of those platforms. It is really transformative. I've been coaching my clients this way for a couple of years now. It's really beneficial for going deeper on a lot of the stuff because you don't have to, you know, think of everything you want to say in the call, but we will continue the conversation. We will dig deep into what is going on. Really, really supportive of making lasting progress. So yeah, I'm excited to work with more people this way. Okay, so they are my two announcements. Now on to my soulful selling story. Now, what I really should have done, if I had been more organized, and if I wasn't just doing this on a whim at the last minute, I should have gotten someone on to interview me, because obviously I have been interviewing the people who are coming on after this. But since this is so last minute, hey, we've got AI, right? So I've asked ChatGPT to come up with the questions. I pasted in a transcript of me talking about my journey and asked ChatGPT to give me some good questions for my soulful selling story. So here we go. The first question is, what was the turning point? What was the moment or experience that made me realize I needed to embrace my true self rather than conforming to traditional sales and visibility expectations? So a lot of you may have heard me tell this story before, but I started my first business when I was 21 years old. I was really not full of confidence in myself. I was very scared. It was a whole new world that I had discovered by accident just because I couldn't get a job. And I just Googled basically ways to make money from editing, proofreading, freelance writing, because I felt like those were the skills that maybe I could utilize online. And I did that semi-happily, like I earned the money that I needed to earn, but I had no confidence to charge what I wanted to charge. I didn't have the confidence to, you know, make choices about who I really wanted to work with and stuff like that. Obviously, I did get a bit better at like charging the right rates and working with the right people, but it never felt totally aligned. It always felt like I was starting on the back foot because I fell into it by accident, didn't really know what I was doing. And then I was just sort of like clawing my way out and trying to figure out a way to make it fit around who I was versus the other way around. And actually, I didn't even really know that I was allowed to fit my business around who I was for many years. The turning point came when I had my son. I had already, before having him, been thinking about making a big change in my business and getting more visible as myself, and supporting other business owners to do the same. I'd really been on a journey with that myself in the years before. But when I had my son, it was the catalyst to actually finally do it. Yeah, just going through that experience just made me feel like I had nothing to lose. And I went all in and I started showing my face on Instagram stories, something I had been terrified to do before. And I really just started getting visible as myself and practicing using my voice. The next question is, how did you redefine visibility for yourself? What does quiet and imperfect visibility look like in your day-to-day business activities? How did you arrive at this definition and why does it resonate with you more than traditional approaches? I mean, these ChatGPT questions are a little bit wordy, aren't they? But they're doing the job. So yeah, I had that turning point. I decided to get visible as myself. And what... I came up with this phrase, quiet visibility, at the time. I had been, you know, getting to know myself better in the years prior to having my son, understanding my introversion, you know, even just finding out that introversion was such a thing. I mean, back then I knew nothing about neurodivergence and any of that stuff, but I did know based on the introvert stuff that, you know, I didn't necessarily fit in with doing things the way that other people might have taught or the way that I might have seen other people doing it. So I told myself that it was okay to be quietly visible. And what quiet visibility meant to me was listening to myself, I guess. Listening to myself and taking small steps. Like I didn't have to go all in and do all of the things all at once. Although I definitely took a bit of a leap at that point in my business where I just decided I was done with waiting. It also meant, you know, reminding myself that it was okay not to be really loud, not to be really, I guess what I would think of as traditionally charismatic, not to be naturally great at just speaking off the cuff, you know, like it's okay for me to have notes if I went live, and just taking it one step at a time and just being honest as I was being visible, being honest, telling people how scared I was. And actually that honesty is what really built my first connections in this business, is what really helped people relate to me. It helped me relate to them. It was such an important part of it. And just turning up and saying, hey, I'm here and I'm scared, made it actually so much easier for me to show up, because it was like I was dropping any sense of having to put on an act and pretend that I was confident and just being like, no, I'm not confident. I'm doing it afraid, and that's okay. And, I wasn't selling at that time. It was just really an experimentation with sharing my work, growing my audience. But absolutely that translated to selling once I had some actual stuff to sell in this business. So the second question is, or the third question is, what were the biggest challenges you faced in this transformation? Absolutely terrified, as I've said, and how that manifested was sometimes literal anxiety. You know, I have to be very, especially, I guess still now when I'm stretching myself, but I have to be very, very careful to stretch to the right degree. Very, very normal and expected and actually encouraged to make yourself uncomfortable in the name of the right goals that you have for yourself. And obviously, the more you stretch, the more you make yourself uncomfortable, the more that your comfort zone grows. But we have to be really, really mindful not to overdo it. And I think that that was something that I had to really learn to listen to myself about. And another one of the challenges was just discerning between what my intuition was telling me about what I wanted to do and what was just pure fear, logic presenting to me in a logical way. So what do I mean by that? I mean, like, when I started a podcast, that was my intuition saying, look, I've got a nudge. Like, I feel like I've got something to say. No matter how much I think that's wrong, because my logical brain was going, no, you don't have anything to say. Like, why would anyone listen to you? You don't have anything unique to add to this conversation. Why on earth do you want to start a podcast, especially as a socially awkward person? You are not the person to do this. But I had a nudge. I had a feeling. I had an intuitive nudge. Like, I do have something to say and I do want to say it. But when it came to actually putting this project into motion, you know, there were times, and this happens to me on the regular still with different projects and different launches and stuff like that. There were times when my brain was going, no, you should not be doing this. And here are all the logical reasons why. I have had this happen when I've been launching specific offers. My brain will be presenting information to me saying, like, no, you've chosen the wrong audience for this offer. You've chosen the wrong way to launch this. You've chosen the wrong boundaries for how you're working with people in this offer, stuff like that. It all sounds very, very logical, but actually it can be very hard sometimes to discern whether that is fear speaking or intuition speaking. So I'm really glad that I chose not to listen to all of that and I did move forward anyway, but obviously being kind to myself. I think that the other challenge is just the level of honesty. Like, naturally, I'm really, really private. I actually don't share loads of stuff about my personal life or anything like that. But I am vulnerable and open in the sense of sharing about feelings and my inner experience of running a business. And sometimes I've been too vulnerable and too open and it hasn't felt good afterwards. So I guess it's just been a learning curve to figure that out for myself. Oh, and the next question that ChatGPT has for me is actually about honesty. How has using honesty as your biggest selling point changed your relationship with your audience and effectiveness of your sales? The reason ChatGPT has described it as honesty as my biggest selling point is because that's what I input into the chat. So basically, recently, I was going through a lot of my marketing emails from when I first started this business. And what I realized was that I was so, so honest. I was just really honest when I was scared. I was really honest when I was tired. I was really honest when I was overthinking things. And I could tell, like, it was the theme running through all those emails. I was just honest about what was going on for me at that time. I wasn't trying to be perfect. I wasn't trying to pretend that I knew it all. I was just honest. Now, I would like to say that I'm still the same now. And I do think mostly I am. But I think that there was a certain level of honesty then that maybe you don't have anymore. And I think maybe it's as my audience has grown and there's more people reading and I've got more regular rhythm in terms of launching and stuff like this. I don't know. It's just a gut feeling, but I will say that I really appreciated looking back at those early emails. And just, I think what is so helpful about using honesty as a way to sell is that maybe looking at it from the other side, like, how many times have you been showing up to sell something and it just doesn't feel quite in integrity? I don't believe that not feeling integrity is a sign that you're trying to trick people or manipulate people, but there are sometimes ways in which we are, you know, constructing our messaging or our offer, like the promise of our offer, and it doesn't quite feel right. And I think that sometimes we think we have to be perfect. Like if I am helping you to run really laid back launches, for example, in my Soulful Sales Society membership, what if I have a launch that's really, really hard, right? The story could come up that I'm not qualified to teach you about laid back launching or support you with laid back launching. Now, I hope that when you're listening to that, you're saying, no, of course not. But that is the kind of feeling that I'm talking about. So when we are honest, we release that. We release any shame. We release any, you know, it's like incongruence. We release that incongruence and we can just show up authentically. As overused as that phrase is, that really is what it is. I think that is it, just being honest. And it doesn't mean that you're sharing all of your wounds as you're going through everything. You're not sharing all of your dirty laundry, but if there is something, and most recently for me, that was just sharing that I'm quite chaotic behind the scenes sometimes. And as much as I help people to run their businesses with greater ease, it's something that I'm working on all the time for myself as well. And when I shared that post, you know, it got some great conversation going off the back of it, that much more than if I had just showed up saying, here are 5 tips for organizing a business and not being chaotic mess, you know? So I would say that honesty was definitely my biggest selling point. It's still a huge part of what I do, but reading those older emails, I can see where maybe I get to lean into that a little bit more again. What advice would you give to someone who feels pressured to fit a certain mold in their marketing and sales efforts? Well, I will say that we are talking about this in some of the future Soulful Selling Stories episodes that are coming out over the next few days. But what I will say is it takes a lot of learning to listen to yourself. It takes a lot of learning to understand how you behave and how you think when you are scared. You'd think that you'd know that, right? But actually, there's a lot of manifestations of fear and self-doubt that are quite sneaky. And the more we can bring awareness to our behaviors and our feelings and thoughts, which is why we have a monthly mindset session in the Soulful Sales Society membership to help you with exactly that. The more you bring that awareness, the more you can practice self-compassion and figure out how to support yourself to do the scary thing that is the right thing for you, or even figuring out what that right thing is in the first place. Because there's so much noise about what we should be doing and how we should be doing it. There's so many different ways to live life. There's so many different ways to be human. We need to figure out our unique way. So really learning to listen to yourself, crucial. And if you have been around for any length of time, you'll know my number one recommendation for starting that is a journaling practice. Obviously, having coaching is really, really powerful for that as well. Being in community with other people, Soulful Sales Society membership is a perfect example of that. Those are a few ways that I would say we get to see things differently, really connect with ourselves. And then it does take a bit of bravery, a bit of guts to start doing things a bit differently. But like I said earlier, stretching our comfort zone in the name of the right thing for us, not going all out and stretching and causing ourselves all the anxiety, but stretching enough to be uncomfortable to ultimately expand what feels comfortable for us in the long run. Actually doing the thing, taking the action is very important part of it. And that is exactly what I hope to support you with the coaching and the Soulful Sales Society. So yeah. That is just a snippet of my Soulful Selling story specifically related to showing up as myself, my quiet and imperfect visibility, and being honest to sell my stuff. So I hope that that was a helpful insight into my journey. And like I said, these conversations that I've been having with my members have been just beautiful and I cannot wait to share them with you. Make sure you are checking in daily for the next 10, 11 days. And don't forget, the doors for the Soulful Sales Society will open again on Monday, the 22nd of April. So don't miss it because it's only going to be open for a very short period of time. Okay, thanks for being here and can't wait to share the next story with you. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Soulful Sales. If you have a moment to rate and review, know that it really does make a difference. And if you'd like to carry on the conversation, then you can connect with me on Instagram at Ruth Poundwhite, sign up to my newsletter at ruthpoundwhite.com/newsletter, or my personal favorite, join me inside the low ticket membership at ruthpoundwhite.com/membership. And keep doing what you're doing, because your work really does matter. And don't forget to keep tuning back in for daily mini Soulful Selling Stories interviews from now until the 1st of May. Plus, head to ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS to find out more about the Soulful Sales Society membership, where you're going to get access to the laid-back launching, sales mindset, and soft selling trainings. You're going to get regular support from me in the form of Q&A, mindset sessions, and sales check-ins, plus the Sell Every Day Challenge that so many of these interviews have been raving about, as well as regular implementation weeks to encourage you to actually get the work done. And if that wasn't enough, there's also a new bonus being added every day until the 1st of May. So head to ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS to find out what that bonus is. I can't wait to support you to sell more your way.